Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Hey, what is going on, family? Thank you again for tuning in with me for another week of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Listen, today is episode 77. But before we jump right into that, you already know that I like to give a few moments right up front to give God some thanks, because I believe that without him, none of this would be possible. So I just pray that somebody out there is listening, that's inspired, motivated, encouraged to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Thanks again for hanging out with me, guys. Listen, today is episode 77, right? I mean, people hear the number 7. I don't know about you, but 7 is my favorite number. Notice I didn't say it was my lucky number, but it's my favorite number. You guys know that I am a man of faith. I believe in God, and God's special number is number 7. I was born in 1977. My cell phone starts with the number 7. My wife and I got married on 777. We had 77. We had 77 guests. My youngest son was born on December the 27th. So 7 is a good number for me. But what I wanted to talk about today is, right, luck. I wanted to talk about luck because we have a lot of people that feel lucky. We have a lot of people that believe in good luck and bad luck. And I wanted to talk about what luck is and what it means. And we're going to dive into that. But luck is just success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than one's own actions, right? So in other words, you think it's just by happenstance that things happen instead of by your own actions, right? And like I said, some people believe in good luck. Some people believe in bad luck, right? You've heard people say, oh, this is my lucky charm. Every time I walk around with this, good things happen to me, right? Or you've heard people say, this is my lucky suit. Man, every time I wear this suit, I close deals. I make money, I make business, and I close deals. Or they say, you know, every time I wear this suit and go on an interview, man, I crush the interview and I get the job, I get the position. Or yeah, what about this one? You heard people say, man, these are my lucky sneakers, man. These are my lucky shoes. Every time I wear these sneakers or these cleats or these shoes, I win games. Right? And people feel lucky. And you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, we've all been there. I've been there when I was younger, right? But as we get older and we evolve, we get more mature, we get more, you know, more understanding, more wisdom, we understand that there's no such thing as luck, guys. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there is no such thing as luck. I believe in purpose. That's what I believe. I believe in purpose. And purpose just means that it's the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists, right? I believe in purpose. I believe everything happens on purpose for a purpose, right? We're born, like we're all born on purpose, right? It wasn't an accident. Like you didn't just accidentally get conceived. No, there was some actions that took place for you to be conceived and then you were given birth, right? That wasn't lucky. Your mom and dad wasn't lucky to have you. There was action that took place in order for that to happen, right? And so for those of you that believe in luck, you have to understand that that's just a figment of your imagination, right? It's something that you make up in your own mind so that you can make you believe in yourself. Isn't that crazy? We create this thing called luck so that you can create in your own mind to make you believe in yourself. That is crazy, right? You either have the skills and the talent or you don't, and you need more practice, but you have to put into the work. Everything that happens in your life is based on purpose. Obviously, accidents happen, right? You can get into a car wreck. You can trip and fall. That's an accident, right? But that doesn't mean that you have bad luck. That doesn't mean that you're not a lucky person, right? When things go bad for people, right? Sometimes you hear people say like, oh man, I'm always having bad luck, or I'm always having good luck. Right? All these things are happening to me, whether good or bad. But it's not about the luck. It's about the actions that you take. It's about the actions that you take. You're either making good choices or you're making bad choices to bring about a particular result. Now, that's not talking about accidents. Accidents are accidents. They're going to always happen. That has nothing to do with good luck or bad luck. An accident is an accident, right? I've had accidents. You've had accidents. And it's not because you're not a lucky person or you've had something happen to you that you're a lucky person or you're not a lucky person. It's just that accidents are going to happen. But removing that out of the equation, when you deal with luck, there's no luck. You're putting in work, right? You're putting in luck. What luck does is luck makes people feel more optimistic when circumstances are beyond their control, right? And if you don't have control, you don't have control. There's nothing you can do about it, but it has nothing to do with luck. If something is out of your control and you make a move and something happens, it's because you made a move. And if something happens, it can result in something bad or good happening, but that has nothing to do with luck. I'm gonna give you guys some examples because I know you guys understand what I'm saying, but I just want to give you these examples anyhow, because I just want you to understand and walk away from this episode that there is no such thing as luck. People don't get lucky with $1 million. People don't get lucky with $1 billion, right? People say, oh, Jeff Bezos, oh, he's so lucky. No, he's not lucky. He put in the work to get to where he's at. And that's what we're going to talk about, right? Because a lot of times people will see me in a wheelchair, and it's so funny because people will say, oh, man, like, they think that guys in wheelchairs or even women in wheelchairs, you know, we can't have husbands and wives, we can't have children, we can't have this, we can't have that, because they put their own limitations, right? They put their own self-limiting beliefs on us and other people. And so it's like, oh man, if I'm able to walk and I'm able to do all these things and I'm successful and I don't have a wife, man, he probably don't have a wife either because he looks like he's in a worse situation than me. How crazy is that though, right? But that's what happens. People put their limiting beliefs on other people. So like when I met my wife, we were working together. We met, and you guys have heard of this story. I shared it before on the other episode, but we were working together and I wasn't just lucky to meet my wife. Like we knew each other. We worked with each other. We became friends. And then what happened? I made a move. I took action. I was like, yo, I want this one. She was a good one, right? And she wound up turning out to be an amazing one. But it wasn't luck. It wasn't because I was lucky. It was because I made a move. I took action. Same thing when we had our kids. Luck didn't just give us our kids. No, we had to take action to produce our kids, right? And just like me going out and working a regular job, like when I didn't just happen to land a job and get lucky with it. Like I didn't just get a phone call and say, hey, listen, Jose, we're going to hire you because we don't know you. We don't know anything about you, but you're a lucky guy. So we're going to just hire you because you're lucky. No, I had to go to the interview. I had to show them and why I'm qualified for the position. I had to have a conversation with them, let them know that I'm intelligent, right? That I'm intellectual and I'm qualified for the position. And that took me taking action, driving over there, going over there, having a meeting with someone, and putting in the work. Same thing with entrepreneurship. Like people see me like, oh, you're so lucky you get to do this. Oh, so you're so lucky you were in Forbes. Oh, you're so lucky you're a number one best-selling author. It has nothing to do with luck, ladies and gentlemen. Life is not about luck. Life is about taking action and producing the results that you want. And I know this isn't a popular, this isn't a popular conversation that people want to hear, but guess what? I never worried about other people thinking if I'm popular or not. I just want to provide value to you guys and wisdom and understanding that there is no such thing as luck. I'm going to say that through this entire episode. There's no such thing as luck. There's only action and results, choices and decisions. Whatever choices you make, you're going to either make good choices or bad choices, and that's going to result in the result that you want or don't want. So it's like if you make a good choice, that doesn't mean you have good luck. And if you make a bad choice, that doesn't mean you have bad luck. It just means that you made good or bad choices, right? Good or bad decisions. Again, has nothing to do with luck. It has everything to do with the action that you want to take, that you're willing to take. You got to take action to have whatever it is that you want in life, right? I always tell my kid, my dad, my kids was like, oh man, he's so, like when my kids are younger, oh man, that kid is so lucky. They get to do this, right? And I'm like, no, son. That's not luck. They had to put in the work to get to where they are. We just had the LA Lakers win the championship. Were they lucky? No, that whole team bust their butt. Both teams were busting their butts, but it took for them to put in the work because they wanted to get that end result, and that was the championship. And they did what they had to do to become the NBA champions of 2020. So I want to ask you this question. What are you going to do to become the champion in your life for 2020. We're only 58 days away from the new year. So I want to ask you, what are you going to do to make sure that you quote unquote get lucky before the end of the year? What action are you going to take? What results do you want? What moves are you going to make? How are you going to make things happen? How do you want the end of this year to look? This year has looked like a crappy year for a lot of people. Was it their fault? Was it their bad luck that coronavirus came, that COVID-19 struck the whole globe? Was it because their luck? Because if that's the case, then there's a whole lot of people on this planet with some bad luck. that goes back to talking about one of the things that we cannot control. It doesn't mean that you have good luck or bad luck. Nobody could control that this pandemic was going to become such a global outbreak. But in the meantime, people were either doing what they needed to do to get ahead, push the needle forward, pivot, make adjustments, make a shift, and stay on track. Or people let this pandemic consume them, and they went into their shells, stayed at home, isolated themselves, and now they're feeling like crap. They don't know what to do, where to go, who to ask. They're afraid. They're living in fear. They're living in a scarcity mentality, poverty mentality, and they don't know how to break loose. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to drop this episode on luck. And asking you, do you believe in luck or do you believe in purpose and action and taking results? Because I hope that by the end of this episode, that you believe that your life, you are where you are in life based as a result of the action that you have or have not taken. Has nothing to do with luck. Zero. It has zero to do with luck. Now, what I want to ask you is that now that you've been taking action, right? What you have or haven't been doing, now ask yourself, what have I been doing? Write that down. Write it on a piece of paper. Then ask yourself, what have I not been doing? That's a good question. What have I not been doing? Am I living the life that I've always wanted? Am I satisfied with the life? Am I filled with joy and peace and love and happiness? Or am I miserable and bitter right now because of what's going on? And be honest. I mean, hey, if you feel miserable and bitter, it is what it is, right? Sometimes we feel miserable and bitter, but what happens is that you can't stay there forever. You can't stay in that mental state forever. So you got to get a hold of your mind. You got to take control over your mind. That's why I created the Mindset Takeover Mastery. If you feel like you're in a funk and you don't know how to get out and you need help, I want you to check out mindsettakeover.com because it's my latest digital course that I just created. It's 10 weeks. That's going to help you get your mind right. And it's going to help you build up your confidence, build up your courageousness, build up your boldness so that you can start taking over everything that you want in life, right? Because the reality is that luck is never going to show up and just fall on your lap. Success isn't going to fall on your lap. The house that you want isn't going to fall on your lap. The job or the career or the business that you want to start isn't going to fall on your lap. How's that going to come about? You have to take action. You have to create a plan. You have to be strategic. You have to surround yourself with people that are going to help you get to that next level. You got to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you, brighter than you, more intelligent than you, so they can give you information that you currently don't have. That's the only way that you're going to be able to make it and pull yourself out of the funk that you have, is get around people that can help pull you up and that can help push you up to the next level that you want to go to. That's the only way it's going to happen, folks. It has nothing to do with luck. So I hope that you got some valuable nuggets out of today's episode, because listen, today's the 77th episode and I feel lucky because I've been recording episodes for 77 weeks. Isn't it amazing, guys? I mean, I'm almost at 100. I'm super excited because I keep seeing every week I'm getting closer and closer and closer. And I'm like, 100 is like a milestone for podcasters. Like you get to 50, then you get to 100. It's almost like the way we turn with ages, right? You turn 50, it's a big 5-0, right? You turn, and then we go to 70 or 75, and then 100. It's like, wow, they made it to 100. So it's like we create these milestones in our minds, right? But again, why do we do that? Because those are like monumental moments for us. They're memorable moments for us. So I wanted to make 77 a memorable moment, not only for me, but for every one of you that are listening and watching this. Because 77, people say, is a lucky number. I just say 77. Seven is a powerful number. Seven is a number of completion. God created the world in 7 days. They walked around the wall of Jericho 7 times. Naaman dipped himself in the water 7 times. There's power in the number seven. Not that it's a lucky number, but it's a significant number. That's why people call it lucky number, because a lot of good things have happened because of the number seven. But that could have been 10. That could have been, God could have decided to create the world in 10 days, 5 days, 4 days, 2 days, 1 day. He chose seven. And that's why it's powerful. And so when you think about the number seven, I mean, I think about it like, man, like I said earlier, I was born in 77, phone number 777. We got married, 77 guests. My youngest son is 27. And it's like, there's a lot of sevens in my life, but not, and I don't say that because I feel lucky about it. I feel like it's been purposed, right? There's a purpose for it. And that purpose is greater than myself. That's why I do what I do every single day, because my purpose in life is greater than me. It's greater than me and you. Your purpose is greater than you. That's why you got to show up every day for life. But it's not that we wake up every morning because we're lucky to be alive. Sometimes we get into an accident and we skip out on the accident like, ooh, oh man, I'm lucky to be alive. No, you're not lucky to be alive. You're purposed to be alive. You're born on purpose for a purpose. And when you understand what your purpose is, then your life will become more purpose-driven and you will be living a purposeful life because you have clarity on what it is that you're waking up for every single day. You know why you're waking up and what you're waking up to do. That's what purpose is all about. So I want you to go ahead and really think about today's episode and understand that nothing in your life has ever had to do with luck. You know, if you won those games, if you landed that job, if you closed those deals, if you met that knight in shining armor or that Mrs. Wright, and you have kids and you're an entrepreneur and you're starting businesses, it's not because you've been lucky, ladies and gentlemen. It's because you've had a desire for more in life and you put in the work. You decided and you were willing to put in the work that you needed to put in to get you the results that you wanted to get. Like, you could see a girl and be like, oh man, she's beautiful. I wish she could be my wife. But if you never approach that woman and you never ask her and you never have a conversation and you never go on a date, guess what? Luck isn't going to bring her to you. She isn't going to just miraculously arrive in your life. You have to take action, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to leave you with that. Take action. Forget about luck. Remember action. Remember purpose. And remember priorities, right? You got to prioritize all of these things in your life. So I want you to go ahead and take that, wrap it up in a little bun and take it with you. Chew on it little by little, digest it slowly, right? Chew on it, digest it slowly and think about it. And I want you to go ahead, go home and write a plan out, like write what you want, write what your life looks like now and write down what you want your life to look like in 2021. Let's just start there. Forget about the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. That's goal setting. That's another episode that I've done before. But write what you want. Write what your life looks like now and write what you want your life to look like in 2021. Write it down. Make it plain. Make it simple. And then start creating. Start taking action. And I promise you, your 2021 will look better than your 2020. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you. I love you. Take care. Have an amazing week. And God bless. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.